is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on the road to November 5th, which takes Vice President Harris to Texas today for an appearance with Beyonce. Houstonians are weighing in on the singer's support.
She's a very talented artist, but I don't really care about her political opinions.
If she's supporting Kamala, then I think that's a good thing.
I'm going to go with my kids and grandkids.
Former President Donald Trump will be in Texas, too, to talk about border security. He brought it up during a rally in Tempe, Arizona last night.
If you want your Medicare looted by 21 million illegal aliens until there's nothing left, and by the way, if they ever got in, the border will be immediately opened and you'll have 200 million people come in here.
While he's in Austin, Mr. Trump will also tape a Joe Rogan podcast. President Biden travels to Arizona to apologize to Native Americans for the abuse, neglect, and deaths of children at government-run boarding schools. Deb Haaland, the U.S. first Native American Interior Secretary.
Tens of thousands of indigenous children, as young as 4 years old, were taken from their families and communities.
They are ready to honor the 18 victims of a mass shooting at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. WGME-TV's Daniel Lamparello.
A lot of people thought that we were safe from violence like that. And ultimately, what happened 1 year ago ended up knocking on our door. It was an awful, tragic day. But I think today, a lot of people are working to remember those who were lost, but also work on moving forward.
The gunman, an army reservist, killed himself. New Israeli airstrikes in the Middle East. Cleanup in Gaza's southern Khan Yunis after a strike that killed 38 people. Three journalists were killed in another strike in southern Lebanon. The U.S. Secretary of State spoke to reporters amid meetings with Arab leaders in London.
Blinken said the U.S. doesn't want to see a protracted campaign in Lebanon against Hezbollah by Israel.
We want to see civilians protected. We want to make sure that Lebanese armed forces are not caught in the crossfire.
Blinken said he's intensely engaged in achieving real security along the Lebanon-Israel border.
CBS's Christopher Cruz, after 8 months in space
and splashdown.
Four astronauts have returned to the Gulf of Mexico on a SpaceX capsule. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
From launch back in March to splashdown was 235 days. That's the longest flight by any U.S. spacecraft other than the jointly operated International Space Station.
Today's trip delayed by Hurricane Milton. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. The driver that crashed into a vacant Racine home yesterday was injured but is expected to be okay. Police say that driver was likely speeding when he crashed into the home near 16th and Memorial. The crash led to a massive fire. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff held a get out the vote rally in Kenosha last night.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Campaigning continues in Wisconsin with J.D. Vance and Racine at Memorial Hall Monday. Former President Trump is in Green Bay next week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Got CCR right here. Have you ever seen the rain? Yeah, it's outside. I just looked out the window here.
Ugh. Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
That song, didn't you? Isaac Hayes, you know, Shaft, Chumbawamba. I'm Cindy Huber, and we are giving away an actual record player today. Everybody who won our Artist of Record this month qualifies, including the person who's going to win before 10:30 this morning when they hear me play Elvis, and they're my fifth caller, and they're going to win themselves an album from Elvis. Not signed or anything like that. The king has been gone a few years. However, you too, whoever you are, will be entered for that record player today at 11-ish. Bum, bum, bum.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Just keep
the OJs, WRJ, and smile on their face. Yeah, or they smile on your face. Ah, backstabbers. Not that we ever have those on radio. Nope, not ever, not ever. So I'm Cindy Huber, and I know, I keep saying my name. I was told I don't say it enough, and now I say it, and now I can't stop saying it. Like, I went in the bank the other day, I'm Cindy Huber. And they're like, yeah, Cindy. Okay, yeah, you got that overdraft. And yeah, so, and also, my real name is no longer Cindy Huber. It is Cindy Not So Bright. Yep. Because I'm going to drop it right there. We got trick-or-treat times this weekend for the Village of Pleasant Prairie. That is October 27th. What? Not October 31st, but October 27th. You know, get it done. You know, get it over with. Yeah, for the kids. 3 to 6 this coming Sunday. And for the kids, fingers crossed that it's going to be really good weather for you. One last thing on the Artist of Record. That is brought to us by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. They are your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And a huge thank you to Ray, the owner of Time and Again, for bringing us this awesome contest here on WRJN.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Days like this, mama said.
Yeah. You'd still be here, babe, loving me.
Now the nights are long and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let get away, playing every day.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, Ohtani, who's going to be pitching with the San Diego Padres, or excuse me, I want to say San Diego Padres so bad. We really cheered for him. That was a team we went to after the Brewers left, shown the door. And yes, it's the LA Dodgers. He pitches for the LA Dodgers. And my daughter lives and works in where he's from. And that is Japan. What is it? Shiba. No, not Shiba. She lived there too. It's hard when your daughter moves all around Japan and they're Japanese names. You're trying to remember which is Sendai she. So she lives in Sendai she, where Ohtani is from. And I'll tell you what, they are Ohtani fever in Japan. She let me know that, you know, people are going up to her and saying, American, American, Ohtani. And she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we had to tell her he's on baseball. he's pitching for the for LA. And this, oh, okay, it's baseball, because my daughter, she's not a Cub fan, any kind of fan. She doesn't know baseball at all. But I thought you'd get a kick out of that in Japan, they are experiencing Ohtani fever as well. And I guess, too, they're really big baseball fans, the Japanese are. So that's kind of cool. They, too, will be watching the World Series tonight as it gets started. And we're going to join now Stuart J. Waddles with news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay. You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them. Yeah. To actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Oh,
Timeless Hits right here on WRJ. And who doesn't like a little Eagles on Friday? Mamas and Papas, too.
Can't you stand? Ooh, oh, no.
Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, the station for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. He's at 12:05 today. Dick's Picks, my Uncle Dick's Picks, got an Uncle Dick, and he always picks a really cool song. Give me the story behind that album or that artist. And today is The Carpenters at 12:15 right here on WRJN. Also, sometime before 10:30 this morning, someone's going to win a copy of Elvis, the album, an album with Elvis. It's about Elvis. It's all about Elvis, truly, don't you think? But anyway, that person will win it. And then immediately after, we're doing a drawing sometime around 11-ish. That's a new time, actually. It actually is technically 11-ish is after 11. It's just a just an easier way to say it. You could say after 11 or you can say 11-ish, but someone's going to win the album today. And then next week, we're going to start it all over again with the artist of a record, whatever my contest name is. And anyway, we're going to do that courtesy of Ray from Time and Again, records, vinyl, albums, and more. And he's got lots of great tunes there. He's located in Sturtevant, just down by the Antique Mall there. And he's open 1 to 6 Monday through Saturday. He takes Sunday off as a day of rest. Well, God bless him. So anyway, today, 11-ish, someone's going to win the album, including my person who wins next hour here on WRJN. And they've all got a shot at it. Good luck to you if you've already won this month.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN can buy me love, love, can buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if
whatever makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. Coming up in the next few minutes or so, we have got news, CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, and we even have Mike Clements in sports, all just minutes away right now as Can He.
Oh, country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going out the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news from Washington and a public letter of support from former White